G'day, welcome to Partaker's Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Doubting the promises of God. A man was once heard to say, "Do you really mean that?" You see, someone had promised to care for his dog while he was away on holiday. He'd been very concerned for his dog and wanted to make sure it would be well cared for, fed, and given regular exercise. The kind person prepared to help was a good man and one that could be trusted. Before the man went on holiday, the very kind friend drove him to the airport and then took the dog home and cared for him as he had promised. Now, that man was trustworthy and the owner of the dog knew it. He could relax on holiday, not worrying about his canine friend. Now then, we have someone very powerful, loving and gracious, who has promised to watch over us every step of our journey from earth to heaven. We become members of his family when we trust in Jesus Christ as our Saviour and Lord, and his promises include never to leave us alone, ever. Either he or our guardian angels are watching over us night and day. In addition to these regular guardians of our souls, we are instructed that sometimes we may be entertaining angels unawares. Now there's a thought. I recommend you take that thought to bed with you. On one occasion in 2 Kings 6:15, we read of the prophet Elisha with his young friend in what appeared to be a very tight corner. A massive army was coming against them. The young man was terrified. "What shall we do?" Elisha replied to the young man by his side, "Do not be afraid, because those who are with us are more than those who are against us." Then Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, open this man's eyes that he may also see." His prayer was answered immediately, and he saw what had been previously invisible to his natural eyes, the Almighty God's armies protecting both Elisha and himself. The dog I mentioned earlier was out of sight of his owner, but well cared for by the trusted friend. How much more can you and I trust in our great, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think? Maybe you, as well as Joy and I, are going through a testing time at present. But may our faith be focused on God's faithfulness and watchfulness. Remember, he will not let anything happen to us until he's ready to call us home. So let all of us rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him to both hear and answer our prayers. He will keep his many promises toward us, especially to never leave or drop us. That is what the word forsake literally means. God will never leave us or drop us. He would hold us safe, close to himself, all the time.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we need to hear homely stories like this one about a man and his dog and the careful preparations he made for the dog while separated from him. And then to see that you, Lord, are so close and always strong for us, especially when we feel weak and vulnerable. Thank you for your many promises we know you will keep concerning us, and the fact that you see us all the time and have power to protect, guide and provide. In our weakness be our strength. Shield and guard us from the enemy with his attacks on our faith. Help us to keep our armour on and leave no unguarded place. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.